And to think that I almost went to a fucking Drake concert last year. I would have been so tight, because why the fuck you pulling out in a fucking butcher suit? The fact that, you know what, there was this weird ass dream years ago that it was like some massacre and he was there and shit. He had on scrubs. Look, my ice just made a noise. That shit is not even, that shit can't even be made up. But it was creepy. It was like around that time that Kanye had said that comment about slavery. And it was just creepy how he was like in a like green, it looked almost like scrubs, but it was gruesome and graphic. I bet I stopped thinking about that. So I just thought about it, like, right before I was about to press record, like, I seen Drake's name pop up on an ad just then. And I'm like, yeah, I was mad hyped to go to his concert just because I was feeling the album. Like, mainly, though, it was because he was going to be doing that at the Apollo, same with A Boogie. And, like, his show was, it was supposed to be 11-11, but he ended up going to Takeoff's wake and, or service memorial, and it got pushed back, and then by then I was just like, whatever, you know, because I found myself, I couldn't even listen to his second to last album, and I'm like, then I'm seeing all these people at his concerts throwing bras around, winning all these prizes. It's like, what are you really harvesting their energy for, Drake? Like, what's the end goal? Because a lot of this shit, I saw him. What concert was that? It was with him, Wayne. It was somebody else. But let me tell you, I had a fucking stomach ache. Like, I couldn't even really enjoy that concert. Like, I did as best as I could, but I fucked around and had Arby's for the first time ever, and that shit just, it was like my food didn't even digest. Like, it was just there, and it just made the worst for a fucking stomach ache. But I got through it, you know. I enjoyed the concert for whatever it was at the time. But I kind of wanted to go to the one that was last year, and then again it got pushed back. So it's like, it just, I'm glad that I didn't. All that to say that I'm glad that I didn't, because when you really see all the shit that's going on from that time to now, a lot's going on in his concerts, and it's like, the music isn't even all that good. It's catchy, but does it really have a message for you? You know what I'm saying? Other than to not feel like yourself, be it anger, all those kind of emotions and shit, it's not really worth it, in my opinion. I'm a pass. Especially after the signs of not being able to go. Like, those are clear telltale signs right there not to even go. But I just gotta be careful with these damn concerts. And, like, don't get me wrong, I used to go to concerts. But, like, after just knowing that they harvest your energy for whatever agenda that they have going on, like, I'm good, you know what I'm saying? And when I was younger, I didn't know this information, so I was just having fun and just enjoying the music. granted, you know, it was like Wayne, no more than Carter 2, you know what I'm saying, days. So it was still kind of fresh. Like those type of, you know what I'm saying, that type of era and prior. So it wasn't really nothing too much going on as far as music, lyrics, and all that. But like nowadays, it's like, who even are these people? Are they even themselves? Because it's crazy. And I wouldn't even call it a transformation. Only because I don't see that they've evolved. I feel like they've descended. It's crazy. And like, all y'all going crazy for Beyonce, that shit is still crazy to me. Like, I stopped being a fan of her, like, when, like, she started really being obvious about how dark she is and involved with the shit that she's in. So, it's like, to see all these diehard fans for her, Nicki, even Cardi, and all these other people, it's crazy to me. Like, they're just fucking puppets. They're just doing whatever they're being told. They don't even have a mind of their own. It's like, they scouted these talents, these talented people, or these people that hold a certain image, because many of them don't even have talents, but there's a scout that goes out and searches for these people, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's turning me off, the conversation already. Like, it's pretty much blowing my mind, because it's crazy how they do all this and know that they have younger people watching them and know that they're being front and center and don't give a fuck about what's going on, nor do they care to tell you what's going on. And all these people just blindly following these people and their moves and listening to these frequencies that their music carries. Getting further and further from the light, boy, that shit crazy. When you really, really think about it, that shit is crazy. I don't know, like, I'm good on all that type of shit. I'm very selective of the music that I even listen to, because a lot of these songs, you know, they carry out messages, and most of them don't always be positive. And I be trying to just keep it cool, collective. Don't get me wrong, like, I might listen to some hype shit or whatever, but it's more so about what is the message is saying. What are they saying? And is it beneficial to my energy? Like, am I gonna end up feeling better after this song, not worse, you know? Yeah, just doing whatever to improve my mood and keep it how it should be. But that whole Drake shit, like, it's crazy, because in the moment we're wondering, like, oh, why is this going on, or why isn't this happening? Little do you know, it really be protection. And then you get the clarity later, and everything just adds up, all the dots be connected, and then, you know what I'm saying, you could go from there. Now I could go from there. I'm at that point. Well, I kind of been past that point. I'm just only talking about it now. But, you know, I reached that now I could go from here stage in that clarity. And now I know where I stand, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't got to compromise my integrity by listening to frequencies that I know are in the music that they be trying to put out and shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's compromising your own integrity, because if you don't really rock like that, you know damn well that you're not going to listen to music like that if you're aware of it. Now, it's different if you're not hip to that knowledge, but once you are aware, you make better decisions. And that's just how it's been, like, with me. Like, I might dabble and dabble in certain music, or if it's old or something, and it, you know, it may not have been the most positive song or uplifting song or whatever. Like, for the sake of memories, like, I may just listen to it, that's fine, but I don't always partake in a lot of this music that's going on, and I stand on that, you know what I'm saying? I'm gonna stand on business, on all that shit, because it just is what it is. And, like, I'm not trying to be a part of anything that's going on that's not carrying me to my highest self. Feel me? So, yeah, like, I'd rather listen to a beat or an instrumental than something that already got music that isn't resonating with me. You know what I'm saying? And, like, it's such a better result for me, though, because I can implement what I want to think about on that beat or whatever I'm feeling for that beat versus what somebody already did. You know, you don't even know their true intentions when they were writing that music. And it's like, you got to be careful, because that's a type of enchanting when you are singing. So you got to be careful about what you're enchanting about if you really want to make it that deep. You know what I'm saying? If words are spells, words are on the music, and enchanting allows it for that, those words that you are spelling, to have some type of effect, like, it has to do with music, the frequency, like, everything is all intention, and, like, the more you read, the more you find things out, the more you really, like, digest what's really going on out here, and, like, you analyze it from a different perspective, like, you come across so much information, and God just reveals things to you that you just be like, wow, you know what I'm saying? I can't believe, like, I was really partaking in that without really knowing, because a lot of that shit just comes from not knowing. But like I said, like, once you know better, you're gonna do better. So continue to just focus on music that really has positive messages and is really uplifting you, because that's what's going to help you maintain the energy that you need to carry out whatever mission and goals you have set for your life. So yeah, keep God first. You already know what it is.